You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Thanks for joining me today. Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama. Today, I'm going to be talking about communication. So when you communicate with someone else, often, especially when you're with an aggressive communicator, it's really hard to focus on the message. So today, I'm going to be talking about message versus method. So how are they communicating to you? So what I have found over the years is that often an aggressive communicator is actually a person who does not feel heard. What they're really doing is creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. So they say, no one hears me, I need to speak louder. And the louder they speak and the more aggressive they are, the more people really don't hear them. So if you're up against an aggressive communicator, a loud communicator, a person who repeats themselves over and over, injects themselves inappropriately, I want you to stop and think, is there a way to listen beyond the method they're using to really hear their message? Is there anything worthy of paying attention to? Are there some nuggets of wisdom there? So maybe they're providing you some feedback. Maybe there's information that you really need to take to heart. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not saying it's your fault they feel unheard. Remember, in one of the past episodes, I talked about, and I'll put the link on the show notes, but I talked about influence versus blame. So I'm not blaming you that someone feels unheard. So, you know, you're kind of joining in that self-fulfilling prophecy, but it's not your fault. So you're not to blame. But if they felt a little more heard, might they quiet down a little bit? And are you missing some important information by just discounting what they say because they're not using a good method? So is this one of those instances where you can have a positive influence? Again, not your fault, but could you have a positive influence and maybe garner some good nuggets of wisdom from someone who's communicating not in the best method? Now, there's always a time to go back, kind of offline. I'm still not saying continue, you know, I'm not asking you to tolerate that kind of aggressive communication, but maybe offline, go have the good setting healthy boundaries, make a request for how they communicate with you in the future. So I'm not saying tolerate it, but I'm just saying when someone's method is not the best, are there still some really important nuggets in the message? So help them by helping them feel heard, and then offline, and by offline, I mean at a different time when they're not communicating aggressively, go and make a request for how they can communicate with you in the future. Now, you might be the person who needs to focus yourself on the method that you're using to communicate so that your message is heard more clearly by others. So on the flip side, so if you're a person on the receiving end of a method that's not ideal, you know, try to listen for some nuggets and then set some healthy boundaries. But take a look at your own communication. Are there areas in your life or maybe all over the place where your method is helping people to shut down rather than hear you? Your message is getting lost because your method is not ideal. So think about where you're feeling unheard. Again, I've seen over and over and over, I've worked with clients who are very aggressive, and ironically, they feel unheard. So they speak louder, talk more, talk over people in an effort to be heard, and people shut down more and more. So is this you? Would you be heard more clearly if your message was softer, quieter, more assertive versus aggressive? So for today, the defeat the drama strategy is just to look at communication and see where, if you're on the receiving end, you can focus on hearing a message rather than focusing on the maybe less than perfect method of communication. Or maybe you're the one who is being more aggressive than you need to be with your communication. And by quieting down a bit and being a little more succinct with your words, perhaps you'll be heard more. So thanks for joining me. Just a short, quick one today. So have a great day. Thanks for joining me. And if you need additional help, you know, if you're in a family business or a privately held company and you need help with your team or your leadership, contact me. Go to defeatthedrama.com. There's a contact form there. You can also, of course, always find all the show notes there. So go find the episode and all the show notes will be there. So until next time, make it a great day.